Welcome to Foston 22 and the track for Public Code. My name is Jan Einarli, and I'm a codebase steward at the Foundation for Public Code. While the name of the track includes the name of our organization, this is not a track about us. Instead, this is a track dedicated for everyone in the world that are working on open source code bases for public organizations. As far as I know, this is the first time a track like this focusing on the practical aspects of developing and collaborating around public code is arranged. Yes, this year and before, there has been a related dev room, legal and policy issues, but this one is not specifically aimed for the public sector, even though some talks there are and have been relevant to it. Open source in the public sector is on a rise. Not only are the speakers here today a witness of it, there are many more public organizations working on this, all the way from municipalities up to the United Nations. And while very interesting work is being done at the supranational level, like for example by the Digital Public Goods Alliance and the new Open Source Program Office in the European Commission, there has not been a space for the community to come together and share their knowledge. And such a space is needed since there are so many public organizations around the world working on this. And we want to reuse not only the code being developed, but also the experience gathered along the way. The schedule today is packed with experience like this. First, we'll hear about international collaboration on the east side of the Baltic Sea. This will be followed by the experience of national collaboration in Italy and municipal collaboration in Denmark. Then we have two different aspects of findability and discoverability. How to keep an inventory of the open source that is being produced, used, and reused. The development is, of course, made by humans, and we'll hear a bit about how culture affects collaboration and what a community manager can do to ease it. Later in the day, we are switching gear a bit to hear about specific code bases that are being developed and used by public organizations. It is a varied set of code bases, from participatory democracy, contact tracing, a school information system, and an educational platform. Then we'll hear about open source policy in Mexico before we come to a final session where my colleague Boris van Hoytema and I will try to summarize the day and give a few reflections from what we heard. During that talk, we also want to hear from you, what you are taking away from the day, and what you would like to see happen in the next year, both from public code in general, and also how this track can be improved. Some practical notes. The talks are pre-recorded, and each of them will have a live session with questions and answers. Do write your questions in the chat so that we can pick them up. The presenters are also available in the chat and might answer you directly. It will be possible to watch the talks afterwards as well. So if the 10-minute breaks in between each talk is not enough for you, don't be afraid to step away from the computer for a while. Oh, and do share the link to the dev room with your network. Perhaps even invite a friend or a colleague that you think would benefit from hearing a talk. And tweet and toot generously. I suggest using the hashtags FOSTEM22 and public code. Finally, I want to remind you that the FOSTEM operates under a code of conduct. Please bring any concerns to the immediate attention of the coordinating team at conduct@fostem.org. Thank you for helping making FOSTEM a successful and pleasant place for all the people involved. Now, let's enjoy the talks.